WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. State police say a bicyclist was killed by a hit-and-run driver near Winchester over the weekend. Guns will no longer be allowed inside Virginia's capital. And LGBTQ advocates meet in Harrisonburg to discuss the prospects for new legal protections in Virginia, expecting a more friendly reception by the new General Assembly. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, January 13th. State police say a bicyclist has been killed by a hit-and-run driver near Winchester. Police say the incident happened early Saturday morning in Frederick County. Investigators say a 2006 Mitsubishi Lancer was traveling east on Route 7 when the driver lost control, striking a guardrail and the bicyclist before overturning. Authorities say the bicyclist, 49-year-old Mark W. Smith of Winchester, died at the scene. He was not wearing a helmet. Police say the driver of the Mitsubishi fled on foot before law enforcement arrived. Investigators say speed and alcohol are both considered factors in the crash. Gun control was a major issue in the election last year. Well, now the Democrats have control of the General Assembly. They are taking swift action, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Guns will no longer be allowed inside Virginia's capital. The new rule Democrats pushed through on a party-line vote, dismissing concerns from Republicans that responsible gun owners with concealed carry permits should be able to bring weapons into the building. Democratic delegate Marcus Simon of Fairfax County proposed the change.
There are certainly a lot of chatter going on online on social media and elsewhere about people drawing a line in the sand here in Virginia, using very inflammatory language that suggests that they're willing to protect their Second Amendment rights by any means necessary.
The new rule doesn't just apply to visitors. It also applies to members of the General Assembly, many of whom have concealed carry permits and used to make a point of bringing their firearms with them to committee meetings and even into the House and Senate chambers during session. Minority Leader Todd Gilbert.
If Democrats are intending to create yet another so-called gun-free zone, I would caution them that that appears to be where all the bad things happen with bad guys with guns.
The rule does not apply to Capitol Square, where large crowds of gun supporters are expected to rally later this month. Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria has a bill that would ban guns in Capitol Square, but that wouldn't be passed and signed by the governor before the large-scale rally, scheduled for Martin Luther King Day.
Schools across Virginia may soon have a standard set of rules regarding transgender students. And Michael has that story.
Schools in Virginia have widely varying ways of dealing with transgender students in terms of which bathrooms they should use and even which pronouns are spoken. That's why Democratic Senator Jennifer Boysko of Herndon has a bill that would require the Department of Education to come up with a model policy. Willow Walkie, the Transgender Education Association, testified in favor of the bill.
They fear going from school to school. They fear every new teacher, every new principal. So moving forward on this bill will make them more confident that they can move somewhere else in Virginia and still have their kids supported.
Boysko's bill passed a subcommittee on a party line 3-2 vote. One of the Republicans voting against the bill was Senator Mark Peek of Lynchburg.
Do we need a certain category for every individual? I tend to think not, and I think we should have a policy that applies in public schools, private schools, wherever, that everyone is treated fairly. And I don't know why we need to single out every category of individual.
Similar bills have been unsuccessful in the past when Republicans were in charge, but now that Democrats have the majority, supporters believe they'll finally be able to create some protections for Virginia's transgender students. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, LGBTQ advocates also argue that protections for homosexual, bisexual, and transgender people in the workplace would make Virginia a more friendly place for business. On Sunday, a small crowd gathered at the Beth El Synagogue in Harrisonburg to hear from three speakers about the prospects for new protections in Virginia. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The Virginia Values Coalition formed last year with one singular goal, to see the General Assembly pass a comprehensive law this year that would provide legal protections for the LGBTQ community. The legislation they support would prevent citizens in the Commonwealth from being fired, losing their housing, or being denied a business's services because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Most Virginians do not realize that gay and transgender people currently aren't protected under the law.
James Parrish, formerly the director of the statewide advocacy organization Equality Virginia, now leads the Virginia Values Coalition, of which Equality Virginia is a member.
Yet, the majority of Virginians support those protections. We're all working together to mobilize our advocates and our allies across the Commonwealth to pass the non-discrimination law this year.
While the bill has support on both sides of the political aisle in Richmond, Parrish says that they have an even better chance of success with a majority Democrat assembly.
We have been working to pass a public employment or a housing legislation for the past several years. The Republican-led Senate had been supporting that legislation. However, the leadership, including Delegate Todd Gilbert, who represents parts of this area, stood in the way and would not allow us to even get a bill hearing for housing or public employment last year. With the new leadership, we have very high hopes and expectations of moving these non-discrimination protections forward this year.
Another panelist, William Martin, is part of the Transgender Advocacy Speakers Bureau, one of Equality Virginia's programs that organizes transgender speakers to meet with faith communities, nonprofits, and businesses.
Speaking about my life and what it's like to be trans and what kind of issues we face and then like what kind of protections we need and that we hope to get in place.
The forum was co-sponsored by Shenandoah Valley Equality, or SVE for short, a nonprofit that hosts events and gatherings to build community for LGBTQ locals. Panelist Grayson Sless helped found the group in 1995.
We had a phone line as SVE and an answering machine. I don't know if they still even have answering machines anymore, but...
phone lines.
I remember that they would be checked about weekly, and about weekly there were ongoing threats informing us. Also, some people were trying to convert us, informing us that hell was awaiting us if we didn't repent our sins. I mean, those were the kind of messages we got.
While a lot has changed in 25 years, there's still work to be done.
Up until now, we've been working and spending a lot of time locally or meeting with individuals, trying to make change in our communities, which I think is occurring. However, having something in place for all employers all across the state would make a big difference. I think also it makes Virginia look like a more attractive place for businesses, for employees, for people to live here.
His husband, David Lane, knows firsthand how important these legal protections are. Lane taught high school literature and history in Augusta County for 30 years.
In those days, one could never be sure if you would have a job the next Monday if on Friday word was passed around. It was a world of fear, and people hid. They concealed themselves, their lives.
With legal protections for LGBTQ folks to live and work without fear of discrimination, Lane says entire communities will have a coming out experience.
And now what is happening is that in Virginia as a whole, this segment of the population is going to feel like we are coming out and we are hoping to be welcomed by everyone else as just citizens like our neighbors.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.